The definition of true love. You know when somebody really admires somebody, looks up to somebody, that person becomes their life, becomes everything for them. It is truly a special relationship. And when that person that is admired, that is loved, is the best of the creation of Allah Azza wa Jal, wow, that love is amazing. The companions of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had that true love for the best of creation. They were the most humble and sincere devotees to walk on the surface of this earth. And the leader of those devotees was none other than Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. A true ashik as-sadiq, a sincere devotee of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. His love for the best of creation knew no bounds. He sacrificed everything at the feet of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And when the time for his demise came, when he knew that the time for him to depart from this world was close, then he leaves a will and he says, wash me using the same bowl that you used for Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And he calls Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Ali al-Murtadha radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he says, when I pass away, after giving me ghusl, give me kafan, and take me to the blessed rosa of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then put me there and say, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, salam upon you. Abu Bakr is present and seeks your permission. If the doors of the blessed mausoleum open, my Habib accepts for me to be buried next to him, then bury me there. But if the doors don't open and I don't get permission, take me to Jannatul Baqi and bury me there. Hazrat Ali Murtada radiallahu ta'ala says that having given ghusl to Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala, we took his body mubarak and we placed it at the door of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Rauza Mubarak. And we humbly said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Bakr seeks your permission. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala says, as soon as I said those words, I saw the doors open and a voice came from the unseen. Enter the beloved to the beloved. We then buried Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala next to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That friendship that developed from the early days, through the difficulties and toils and torturous time of Makkah, through the migration to Madinatul Munawwara, to the time in Madinatul Munawwara, till Islam was now flourishing, and then his reign as Amir al-Mu'mineen, and then his final resting place next to the beloved Habib. Truly, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq was the greatest devotee of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.